as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning we get to one of my favorite questions from the larger catechism. I still remember Steve Miller, who's now been gone to be with the Lord. He was a longtime pastor in the OPC before he went to the RPCNA shortly before his retirement and going to be with the Lord. But he would often ask in candidates and credentials committee examinations, including my own, why do believers still die? And most of us struggled, hemmed and hawed, and because, you know, let's be honest, how many people really spend time with the larger catechism? But he would always turn to it and say, why do believers still die? Because God loves us. And so it's question 85. Death being the wages of sin, why are not the righteous delivered from death, seeing all their sins are forgiven in Christ? The righteous shall be delivered from death itself at the last day, and even in death are delivered from the sting and curse of it, so that although they die, yet it is out of God's love to free them perfectly from sin and misery, and to make them capable of further communion with Christ in glory, which they enter upon. And so, let's break this down. But again, why do believers still die? Because God loves us. The righteous shall be delivered from death itself at the last day, even in death are delivered from the sting and curse of it. And so we see here two things. On the last day, we're delivered from it, but yet we're still going to die. And so when we do die, we do not have the sting and curse of it. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your curse? Because Christ has taken it upon himself. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see this ongoing declaration. The last enemy to be defeated is death. We need to be careful when we talk about believers and death. That enemy has yet to be defeated. It will not be defeated until Christ returns on the last day. And deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. And so that fear of death we are set free from in Christ. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And so this is, of course, Jesus talking to the sister of Lazarus as they're approaching the grave, and she's like, I know he'll be raised up on the last day. He's like, no, I am the resurrection and the life, not wait for the last day. So that although they die, it is because of God's love. It is out of God's love. God loves us. That's why we are going to die. The righteous man perishes and no one lays it to heart. Devout men are taken away while no one understands. For the righteous man is taken away from calamity. He enters into peace. They rest in their beds who walk in their uprightness. Therefore, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring upon this place. And they brought back word to the king. So we see again and again that God shows his love for his people. And why? First of all, if when you die, you know, who can deliver me from this body of death? As Paul says, to free them perfectly from sin and misery. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Lord, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. And so when you die, you rest from your labors, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And so again, we see Christ working in us to make them capable of further communion with Christ in glory. which they enter upon. So at your death, you immediately pass into glory and enter into the next, the fuller communion and glory of those who are resting in the Lord as we await that full enjoying of God. And he said to them, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. And so we will be with Christ face to face. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we consider what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.